they told us make you do in out in the winter time. Went told him about the beetle brisa for Aunt Julia, how he was traveling on skis, the mouse thought it was a fine idea, but when Wharton pointed in the direction in which he was going, the mouse's eyes opened wide in dismay. "Oh, you mustn't go through the woods or that valley," he cried. "Why?" asked Wharton. They blinked. The mouse leaned closer. "Because there is a certain owl who lives there. He said in a whisper, of all the owls in the world, I am sure that that one is the meanest and nastiest of them all. He is so sneaky that he hunts in the daytime when other owls sleep. But that's what I'll have to go through that valley, for if I go any other way, I'll surely get lost. But don't worry," he said with a confident smile. "With my new skis, I'll dash through that valley so fast the owl will never catch me." "Then you wait here a moment," said the mouse, and he scampered down the side of the step and disappeared into a hole. When he returned, he had a round box with him. Out of it, he took a small star. It was colored a most unusual and pretty red. "If you will wear this, all of my relatives..."